diplomacy stop Russia? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Our information indicates clearly that these forces, including ground troops, aircraft, ships, are preparing to launch an attack against Ukraine in the coming days.
That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the UN Security Council.
Already, there has been shelling in eastern Ukraine, with injuries reported after a kindergarten school was hit, putting U.S. and NATO officials on high alert as Moscow expels America's number two ambassador. Meanwhile, Russia denies claims of an imminent invasion, despite an estimated 150,000 troops now posted along Ukraine's borders.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Russian leader Vladimir Putin will oversee nuclear military drills this weekend. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Poland for talks just said,
whatever path he chooses, the United States and our allies and our partners will be ready.
A judge in New York rules former President Trump and his son Donald Jr. and daughter Ivanka must testify in what the former president calls a continuation of the witch hunt.
The New York Attorney General Letitia James is looking into whether the Trump Organization falsely inflated assets to get certain loans or tax benefits. Attorneys for the former president had argued this was improper as the AG's office assists the Manhattan DA in a criminal investigation into the former president's company. The judge's ruling means Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka must be deposed within 3 weeks, but that likely won't happen as they plan to appeal.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Senate's joined the House approving short-term spending before tonight's deadline to prevent a government shutdown.
One hot-button amendment to the measure proposed by Republican Senator Mike Lee would have blocked existing federal COVID vaccine mandates, but it was defeated.
Fox's Jill Nato. A long stretch of Interstate 39 is closed this morning in snowy Illinois, where blizzard conditions led to crashes involving 100 cars and trucks that got snarled. Some stranded drivers were rescued, taken to warming centers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, the U.S. and our NATO allies show a united front in the standoff with Russia over Ukraine. The American and British navies are strengthening ties.
U.S. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Mike Gilday met with his U.K. counterpart at the Pentagon this week. The Navy says Gilday and Royal Navy First Sea Lord and Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Sir Ben Key reaffirmed their commitment to deepen cooperation and discussed several issues, including strategic competition, interoperability, capabilities, and innovation. Both leaders also shared their views on security in Europe, the Middle East, and the Indo-Pacific. The discussions were described as substantive and productive. Admiral Gilday saying, quote, our enduring and strong partnership with the United Kingdom helps us to ensure security, stability, and prosperity. A U.S. Navy ship recently participated in a six-month deployment with the U.K. Naval Force Carrier Strike Group 21. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Coast Guard has stopped searching for a cruise ship passenger who jumped overboard Wednesday from her balcony on a Carnival ship south of Louisiana. The Coast Guard searched more than 2,000 square nautical miles. Also on the high seas, a lot of drugs have been seized.
The U.S. Coast Guard vessel Cutter James has unloaded more than 30 metric tons of cocaine and marijuana in South Florida. That weighs about as much as five large African elephants and has an estimated street value of more than $1 billion. The Coast Guard says it was seized at sea during a months-long deployment off the coast of South Africa. Much of the seizure comes amid an uptick in narcotics coming out of Colombia, the world's top producer of cocaine. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we've been seeing stock futures this morning on the rise. the day after the Dow's biggest drop of the year, 622 points. The Nasdaq plunged 407, a nearly 3% loss. At the Olympics in Beijing, the U.S. still at 21 medals in fifth place. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.